Oh, hi, Tommy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Fine. Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm fine. What's up?
Hi, I was following up regarding your account. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
You
And
know,
I
I
didn't
just got
know
a call. I just got a call to say y'all didn't even do your job when I paid you the first time, $1,500 ago. I just got a
Oh
call saying
no.
it's unclaimed. It is not, it's not even claimed.
I think you must have gotten one of those scam calls. Just to let you know, there's two companies that we have legal issues out over that are calling our clients and they're
Thank
saying,
you. The other company
Local
is yours.
Splash, huh?
Think the other company is yours. Well, how come I'm getting a call about every other day saying that my company is not claimed?
Those are scam calls. I can send you a link to your Google listing now. Not only is it claimed and verified and ranking, but it also has 3 5-star ratings on it. So everything's
Yeah.
fine with your Google listing. So you have to understand when those scam callers call you, they have to tell you, oh, you're not claimed, and they tell you all this rigmarole to scare you, and their intention is that hopefully you sign up with them. Because if they tell you the truth that you're actually ranking, then you have no reason to talk to them, right? So that's number one. Secondly, those types of companies, if you were to sign up with them, what you're doing is you're throwing the money down the toilet because they can't do anything with your Google listing if they don't have access to it, and they can't create a new one because that's a duplicate listing and that would hurt your rankings. So that's why I'm telling you there's two companies that have been calling our clients and doing that, and we have legal issues against them because, obviously the people that they're calling have very good placement and they're misrepresenting themselves by saying that they don't. You see? So I don't know if you've been on your dashboard, Tommy, but this is showing me that. Okay. So just.
I have not got one call from anything that you guys have affiliated with. Not one single call. No, I think I got one because the lady called me yesterday and said I got one call. So I'm going to pay $1,500 for one call. What is it, $150 a month, right?
Yes, but Google tracks it and it's showing that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page 594 times and you've had 167 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you on the first page. On top of that, there are leads on your dashboard that are coming in through your site. So there was Jeff Petragini on September 21st. He lives on 5 Garner Drive. Ginger Kid, 1338 James Madison Highway, looking to replace her roof on September 16th. To Woodland Terrace in Fred.
How come I didn't get any of this information?
You have been. They've been sending you an email each time. Patriot Roofing and Remodeling, you have a new lead. Let me check the email that we're sending it to and make sure that it's valid. Tommy, and then ERLH@AOL.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you might want to check those emails because if it's not in your inbox, it'll be in your filtered mail. But I want to let you know that that's why it's so important that you go to your dashboard from time to time because all of these leads are also stored on the dashboard where I can see them. Now, you might have gotten jobs out of some of these people too. Some of those names might ring a bell because if they filled out the form on your website and they didn't hear from you, there's a good chance that they probably just called back and called you anyway. So, some of these names might ring a bell, but there's leads on the dashboard where people actually put in their name, their address, their email, their phone number, and what it is that they needed.
Well,
So,
how come I didn't get it then? What is the reason?
why don't you log into your email right now and let's see if we can find them.
I don't know how to do all that. I told you people when I signed up for this, I didn't know how to do all that crap.
oh, you have an email, but you don't know how to log into it?
Right. I don't know anything about it. I got a phone. I am a roofer. I work. I don't have an office and everything. I told you people that. If they're going to call you directly. Not one person has called me from that because I ask when people call. Where did you get my number from? Well, I got it from the neighbor. I got, because you did work for me 25 years ago and so forth. Nobody says the internet.
Well, Google is tracking it, and it is showing every single time you were found, every single time they clicked to call you, every single time they clicked your website. So you have to understand that if they're clicking to call you or they're clicking through your website, they're absolutely finding you on the internet. And that's what Google is tracking. 167 times they clicked either on your site or they clicked to call you out of the 594 times that you were found on the first page. So, you know, I can screenshot
number 14, this. Number 14, yeah. Yeah, I'm 14 on the first page. So anybody goes past the third is a joke. But I looked at my company. I pulled it up, and it's got 10 or 12 numbers before you get to mine. Or even on my page, they pop up, you know, for other companies, people that pay more money is what it is.
So you have to understand if you type in, you know, roofer near me, Google has, you know, 15,800 results, right? So if you don't have our service, no one's going to search through 15,800 links in order to find you. So even if you're ranking in the 14th position, which I don't see that. I see that on some keywords you're ranking number 3, some keywords you're in number 6. So there's different rankings for each keyword. But even for the ones that are in the 13th position, they're amongst the businesses that are getting 87% of the revenue because 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off the first page when they do conduct that search. So, you know, and for you, even a percentage of that looks like it's very profitable for your business because I'm looking at the results that are being tracked on the dashboard. So, you know, 1500 for the year should be a drop in the bucket compared to what you have received, which, you know, if there's one thing we can do for you, Tommy, if you're not confident that you're getting calls through this, what we could do is we could put a call tracking number on here for you, which means we would purchase another 703 area code number. And when people call it, it will forward over to your number. And the intention behind that is so that you can track the calls that are coming in specifically through your Google campaign. And that call tracking number also comes with an app. So you said, oh, I'm a roofer. I don't know how to do all this and log into my email and look for leads and whatnot. So through that app, it will actually show you the leads that are being stored on the dashboard. So you can access it right from your smartphone. So that might be a good, you know, thing for you to try.
I was told they were going to call me directly. And then I told you I didn't need enough.
Directly. Yeah, they are calling you directly, but the point is without the call tracking number on there, you don't have a way to track it, right? So with the call tracking number on there, you would see, let's say that you got, you know, 15 calls in a month and you thought, oh, all 15 of them were word of mouth or someone that referred me, but you have put the call tracking number on there and let's say that it shows you that 8 of them came from Google and the other 7 were from other sources, right? At least you'd have a confidence that, oh, something is happening from this program, right? But without that call tracking number on there, all we can see is the Google actions and the Google impressions, which let me filter this out and just see what it shows for just the past 30 days, just to make sure that you're still ranking. Okay, so in the last 30 days, it's showing that you were found on the first page 18 times, and you've had 9 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So if it's okay with you, what I could do is we could leave your number on there, but we could enable text messaging to go to your cell phone so that when you get a lead, they would just text it to you. Like, hey, Tommy, a lead's coming through your desk.
They can text with the number that's on there.
Well, it looks like at some point you had replied stop, so they stopped enabling the text messages. So I can re-enable that for you if that's what you want. But I want to let you know that those website leads, which are the ones that I was reading with the, you know, areas and the people's names and the phone numbers, those come far and few between because most people, if they Google roofer near me, they're going to call you or go to your website for immediate contact. They're never going to get to the point where they fill out that form, right? But for the ones that do fill out the form, they're probably doing the search and they can't call you right that second because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So in those rare occurrences, they will type into the website what it is that they need, and then you're getting a lead notifying you that there's a lead coming through the site. So you don't check your email on a regular basis, so you haven't seen these leads. But if we enable the text messaging, those leads will come through your cell phone. So that way you don't have to log into anything to look for it.
Well, what number do I have on there to contact me?
On the Google listing?
Yeah.
Let me look at it right now. It's this number, the one ending in 1679. However, when you signed up, you also gave us your cell phone number, which was 703-732-5022. So do you want us to send text?
That's the one you can text on, the cell number.
Okay, so let me re-enable that because it looks like at some point a text came in that said stop, so we stopped sending text. So I'll re-enable the cell phone to start getting text messages again. That way you won't miss any of these leads when they do come through. Because quite a number of them came through, and a large percentage of them all came through last month, which is pretty cool. So you might even be able to go back in and follow up on some of these. So I don't know. I was going to offer to send you an email that where you could go in and kind of, you know, capture the names and the phone numbers and the emails and do some follow-up on it. But I don't know if I can do that if you don't regularly check your email, you know? So,
the problem is, you know, you could spend days and days on the phone that doesn't pay me a damn dime. The only time I'm making money, I don't even make money when I'm driving. When I get out of my truck, I'm not making money. When I get on that roof, I'm not making money. When you hear that nail gun start going pop, 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 every time it pops, that's about 50 cents. That's the only time I make money.
Yeah.
Other than that,
yep,
it's all free. And at 62, you only got much free time.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah, that's why it's so important.
No, the thrill has been gone. The thrill of it has been gone. You guys are still thrilled about your job. I'm not. When I was in my 20s, I jumped on the ladder. I jumped up on the roof. I hopped up on the truck. I couldn't wait to get to work. Now I can't stand it. So, and especially with the way the politics and everything is going, they're stealing money faster than I can make it. And people like you guys are stealing it just as fast. I get 15 calls a day, and I'm supposed to believe anybody. I get notices saying that your company is suspended. Have you noticed that my company was suspended a couple months ago?
Well, there's a friendly reminder to let you know that your payment's not going through. When we send that out that says, oh, Tommy, your account is in suspension, and that didn't go out a couple of months ago. That went out on October 1st. When the payment started not going through. The payment was due on September 30th. So on October 1st, we sent you that friendly reminder that says, hey, Tommy, your account is in suspension. Please call us. Now, what happens when an account is in suspension is that everything stays active. So your ranking hasn't been affected. You're still on the first page. You're still getting results. But they do put a little orange banner on the top of your site that says, you know, the information here is no longer being updated. And that's just, again, a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. So that's right now, if you look on your site, Patriot, it's what?
That's pretty friendly of you, but yeah, go ahead. I'm going to tell you what happened. Crooks, again, just like your company, y'all call from 10 different numbers. I've talked to 15 different people. Ain't nobody told me the same damn thing. Everybody's got a different reason why they're calling me. The reason this is now is because people get your cell phone number, I mean, your credit card number, and you don't hear from them no more. And the next thing you know, you get bank statements saying they took $6,000, they took $8,000. That's what happened. So I had to get my credit card destroyed.
Oh,
because
so
people
were
like, you are misusing my card. Now, I don't know personally
No.
I don't know.
We have
I don't know shit about
the government. So don't say it's people like me. You know, we haven't done anything like that.
Phone solicitors.
You agreed to $149 a month, and we haven't charged you a penny past that. That's all we charge you. So, you know, I can't.
And I haven't got nowhere near nowhere near what you said I was going to get, though. I got no calls. You're saying I did. Of course I got calls. I've been in business longer than you've probably been alive. You know, I've been doing this shit 45 years. I mean, yeah, I got customers. I'd have customers if there's no such thing as a phone. That's just the way it is. Been doing it too long. But, I mean, you know, who don't need more work?
So
you know, I mean,
Has Jeff Pettigrew Nanny called you, the guy that lives on 5 Garner Drive? Does that ring a bell? Because he filled out the form, but like I said, sometimes if they fill out the form and they don't hear back, they'll call you. Do you remember of these people? Okay.
No.
Well, he put, are you available to check my roof? I'm curious about possible damage since the last big storm. I know some folks in my area that have used you, and I would like to see if you are available. So what that means is this guy was a word-of-mouth referral from someone that referred you. However, in order to find you, he typed into the computer what it is that he needed, and then because we have you ranking on Google, he found your site, and he filled out the form through your site. Because even with a word-of-mouth referral, if let's say someone says, you know what, Tommy is the best, you have to call him, we used him, he's at Patriot Roofing and Remodeling, if they look that up and they can't find it, then they have no way to contact you. So this guy, and maybe
there's 60 companies that are Patriot Roofing or something throughout this area, throughout Virginia. So a lot of these people, they say I work for them, man, who the hell I am. But I don't tell them any different. I do the job and leave. But, you know, everybody jumped on that Patriot thing. Nobody liking Trump, so they hate me. So good.
Oh, I was going to say, the other one was Ginger Kid, and she was the one on 1338 James Madison Highway in Gordonsville, Virginia. Is that close to you, Gordonsville?
That's close to me, but she didn't contact me.
Okay, so she put, and this is a lead that directly came through your website, looking to replace my roof, and then she put hyphens shingles, would like a quote for a roof as well as a quote to replace my vinyl siding. My home is 17 years old. And she put her phone number, 703-599-8515, and her address, and she even put her email, gingerkid@gmail.com. Before that, there was dave.stockhill@yahoo.com. He put, 2 Woodland Terrace in Fredericksburg. Is Fredericksburg close to you?
Yeah.
Okay. He put, do you install asphalt shingles? So he had an inquiry. Scott Vessel, 117 Valhalla Trail Lane. Hello, we have an appointment for tomorrow, Saturday morning from 10:30 to 11 with you and our wildlife expert to go over our log cabin's needs, support beams for the roof, and a new front porch. I tried calling to confirm as I was asked, but the phone doesn't ring. Could you confirm the appointment by phone or by email? Thank you, Mrs. Vessel. So do you remember Mrs. Vessel?
I did that, and what happened is these people, it was a scam.
For Mrs. Vessel it was?
Yes. They didn't live at the house. They were in Pennsylvania, and they wanted me to go to the house and look at it and do something. I get sent to these wild goose chases all the time. People will get on there and say they have a house that has 50 squares on it and it's in such and such. They give you an address and everything. You go there, and it's either an empty lot or it's a house that's for sale. All kinds of crazy stuff. I got several leads on houses that were for sale, but they're saying they're looking at it and they want to buy it, but they want me to give them an estimate for a roof. So I get there and the people, of course, that own it saying, you know, get off the roof or get out of here because we don't care about a roof. We're not interested in a roof. And then a year later, the house gets a new roof. So, you know, I mean, it's just, it is what it is, you know, I mean.
Based on that.
So in other words, if you're looking at a house to buy, you can't send a contractor over there to do a roof estimate on it. It's illegal. You don't own the home. You're just inquiring on the home. You can't do that. That'll get me locked up.
Right.
Because at that point, I'm trespassing. Because I tell him, I got a work order. He says, you got a work order for me. Get the hell off my roof. You know, they're going to shoot me. And it's happened several times. Dealing with people out of state. And then you got these Pakistans that they're over and got in Iran, I guess, or whatever, calling me wanting this and that. And I mean, there is so much out there. If you was on my end, you'd be feeling the same way.
Because 100%.
As soon as I get off this phone, there's probably 35 people tracking your phone, knowing that you're a phone solicitor, and I'm talking to you. They know exactly how long I talk to. They probably got my credit card and everything, but they know it's dead. And they will call me all weekend. I've had 3 calls this morning. They know that my listing is suspended. They know that. Now they're calling me. I've had 3 calls this morning.
Nope. Your listing is not suspended. Remember, I told you your account with us is suspended because of the payment, but your listing on Google is 100% active. It's not suspended. You can see the Google listing. You can click to call you. You can click to your site. Everything's fully active. So those people are lying to you. And based on that,
I don't have a password.
You
if
don't
I
have
had
a password
to keep up
for what?
To my business or any of it, or through the dashboard and all that.
I can resend you the password. There's no problem. I can reset a temporary password to let you in.
I could be forever just trying to keep up with passwords. Everything has a password, like it matters. But you know why it does? Because, again, there's so many people. There are people in prison that have phones that do your job, exactly what you're doing. And they're sitting there getting fat off of money of mine and who's ever stupid enough to talk to them. It used to be a long answer, but it ain't now.
Well,
you know
there's also roofing companies out there that are scammers, and I would never say, oh, there's a lot of people that go out and say they put roofs on that are doing your job. You know, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I understand you're saying
I'm
that they
ashamed to be a roofer. I'm ashamed to be a roofer in this day and age.
Well,
I am. Back in the day, it was a good trade. Now, no. I wouldn't trust a roofer either. Matter of fact, I got a company do the roof on my house. They did a shitty job because my crew couldn't do it, and I couldn't do it, you know. But they did what they did, and they left. Yeah, and it looks horrible. But it is what it is, you know, and I'm supposed to be a roofer. You know, I mean, I had a guy come and do some plumbing work. I had to have it all redone, all the plumbing. Had a guy do the electrical, did the same thing. Anyways, okay, so I had an option to be on Facebook. What happened to that?
So the package that includes the Facebook ads is $249 monthly. So when you started, you had the Facebook ads and you had that package for 2 months. But by the third month, you had asked to take that off, which lowered your subscription to $149 monthly. Now, you should still have the Facebook page. Let me check, because that should still be active. None of that should change. It's just that we're not actively running ads on it if we're not getting that extra $100. Yeah, you still have the Facebook page. I just looked at it. So your Facebook page is still active.
Well, how come I can't find it on Facebook?
Here, I'll send you a link to it right now. If you can open up a text message, you can just click on this link and it will open up your Facebook page so that you could see it. So, and if you
are
want
you,
to start,
mm-hmm. How come you got a 703 number and the lady called me yesterday had a 877, the same number, so 877 number.
So our toll-free number is 877-635-6225. But when we call out, we use a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone. And it's something that most companies these days are using. It just keeps the hard costs down. So it'll match the area codes that we're calling. So I never know what the caller ID is going to show. However, it is something that most companies use these days. Even when I get calls from out of state, I get a lot that will match my area code. And then when I talk to them, they're not, you know, in the state. It's just a voice over internet phone.
So how come I can't get any kind of action from Facebook? Because that's where everybody's really going to. Truthfully, here's what I would do if I wanted something done. I've lived and learned. Your drunk friends is not the answer. Your neighbors is not the answer. You go on Marketplace. You say you want your spare tire put on your car, and then you go to the shooter. By the time you come back, there'll be 13 people wanting to put that tire on. Then you got to decipher which one out of the 13 is the cheapest and the best for the money. But that right there would make more to do than logging on and this and that. Because people used to holler at the fences, hey, man, your roofers did a great job. Have them stop by and I'll give them do mine. That's how we used to get a neighborhood and couldn't get out of it. Now it's like they want to call the police because you ain't got a phone number and you're early and you're dirty or paper come off your roof onto the yard and it's just a mess.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a
Well, yeah. You know what I think, Tommy, honestly, I think that these people that are scamming you probably are with one of those lead services. I don't know if you've used any of this in the past, like a Thumbtack or an Angie Leads or something like that.
Yeah.
Not to say that those companies are scams. I know that they'll charge you for anything and everything out there. So that's kind of, you know, unethical. But there's a lot of people that will go on to those sources and put in roofers in Virginia, for example, and then they get pages and pages and pages of leads, and they just call through all of them, and they say, your Google listing is not up to date, you're having problems, how come you're not ranking, how come you're 13th on the first page, and they put all of this fear in you, and their intention is to hope that you would sign up with them. So I think that if you're sick and tired of those kind of scam calls, that if you ask to come off of those directories, such as Angie Leads or Thumbtack, or I don't know, even Yelp sometimes is a part of it, if you ask to come off of those directories, I'm confident that a lot of those scam calls would stop. Another thing I want to let you know is that for us as Local Splash, as being a legitimate company that has been doing your marketing, and we've been in business for over 20 years with an A-plus rating on the BBB, we put a security question and answer on file for your account, which is the city that you were born in, and the answer is Fairfax. So if anybody calls you and they start any type of rigmarole about your marketing, you can just tell them, you know, cut them off and say, look, Tina at Local Splash is handling my marketing and you have to talk to her. And if they're, oh, we are with Local Splash or something like that, you say, okay, if you're with Local Splash, please confirm my security question and answer. And if they can't confirm that, then they're not a legitimate employee of Local Splash. Because everybody here has access to that, you know, security question and answer. So that would be a nice way for you.
There's no way that you can be on the phone and on the roof, and there's no way you couldn't do my job and I can't do yours. But if I'm not making any money on your end, then how can I possibly see you? I mean, to me, you're just like a child. You're something else to feed. I don't even have an animal. I can't afford anything to feed. You don't understand. When I started this company and the business and everything, I did really well because I bought another guy's phone number and so forth. But I don't no longer live in that area. I don't drive. It's 3 hours each way. I don't drive there anymore. I gave the number up an old bit. Probably shouldn't have. I mean, I relocated completely. Different area code, the whole bit.
Yes.
In fact, where I'm at, area code is actually 540. And people think that I'm coming from up north and going to gouge them and so forth. But things have changed a lot in the area code, so that helps some. But anyhow.
Yes.
I don't know why I can't get at least a free, something free on Facebook, at least an ad or something so I can get some calls. to recoup some money that I've lost paying you guys. I don't think, personally, I don't think that I probably, if I got one call, I'd be amazed directly from y'all. Now, on the other end,
but
like
you
said,
have,
people,
Tommy, it's just that I don't think that you're recognizing that it's coming from us because they're calling you directly. So they don't have to go through local flesh in order to, yeah, you ask them, but you have to understand that if somebody, even if I'm in your backyard and someone tells me, call Tommy at Patriot Roofing, he's the best. And if I'm like, okay, give me his number. And if they're like, oh, I don't remember his number, but I remember I used him and he did a great job, right? So if I get that information and I type it into the computer and I find you, that's still as a result of our program, because if you weren't listed and they couldn't find you, then that wouldn't be tracked on our dashboard, right? But the fact that it's being tracked on our dashboard, that these calls are coming as a direct result of the Google listing, then that means that it's as a result of this program. Because no matter how much, you know, and then when you pick up the phone and they say, hey, can I get a quote or can I get an estimate? You say, sure. How did you find, hear about me? They're going to say, oh, my buddy Jeff recommended me to you or whatever, you know. And then you're going to think like, oh, well, that was a word of mouth referral, which it was, but they wouldn't have found you unless we had you listed online and we had your phone number readily available to them. You see, so that's where that disconnect is coming. And
Does it say I got with the Better Business Bureau, I got an A rating on there?
For Patriot Roofing and well, I don't know. Yeah. I have to look on the Better Business Bureau. So let me look in what it says. Well, hold on. So
it should say because I've been with. See, that's another problem. I was with them since I started, and
yeah.
Then they were getting like $8 a month, I don't know, 900. They went up, I think it's 900 a month. So I decided want to pay them no more. So I decided I didn't want to pay them anymore. So I was like, I can't afford it. I really can't. Because for a while there, I wasn't making any money for like, you know, during the COVID especially. So I decided, all right, well, I mean, maybe it is, you know, because nobody even uses it anymore.
Well, guess
they don't even have time.
Guess what? It still shows an A-plus rating for you on the Better Business Bureau. So you're perfect there.
Right. Well, what happened? I decided to sign it back up, and they said I've been with them for a year now. So it started all over because I've been with them actually for 20 years. But it says, you know.
See.
Yeah, if you don't pay them, that's how. Well, a lady called me up and she threatened me that she was going to have me arrested if I didn't take the BBB tags thing stickers off my truck. I said,
what?
You don't think I paid for them? Yeah, I said, you don't think I paid? Some black lady, and they're from the D.C. anyway, but she called me and she had the southern black lady going, raising all kinds of, I'll come and take them off myself. They're just magnets. I said, you don't think I paid for them magnets y'all sent me, the whole four of them? What?
Yeah.
And I'm doing them a benefit by, if it's on my truck, they ought to pay me.
Yeah.
I said, I don't have my truck for one. I said, but you ought to pay me if they are on there. But nobody really even knows who Better Business Bureau is anymore. Back in the day, they was like, I'm going
to
call BBB.
You should tell her she can't sue you because you legitimately are on the BBB with an A-plus rating. And you know, and thank you for contacting me.
Well, that's
that.
That's.
There's nothing you can do because you legitimately are up there.
Well, yeah, I know, but this is before I paid her. This is before she got my credit card is what I'm saying. Because I canceled them.
I
canceled them. She called me up because I told her, I said, I can't afford you guys. It's $900 a year or some shit. I don't know. I think it's like $1,200. It might be $1,200 a year. It's quite a bit. But they don't do anything for me, you know, nothing. But I learned, too, also, people's like, I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau. Well, I'm not a member. If you're not a member, there ain't a damn thing you can do. You're a fool if you're a member. If you're a shyster and you're a member, you're a fool. If you're a shyster and you're not a member, they can't do a damn thing to you. They can't, they ain't, what can they do? Nothing.
Yeah.
So the people
but
that
you have to understand, members, though, that the Better Business Bureau listing, that actually, it says it was created in May 1st of 2021. It's showing that you've been in business for 34 years with an A-plus rating. I know you said 45, but I'm just reading what it shows on the BBB, right? So this lady that called you, She can't tell you, oh, you have to pay X amount of dollars a year in order to participate with us, because this BBB listing, it belongs to you. It belongs to your business. Whether they do a program for you or not on the side to help you, you know, generate some traffic from it, then that's something that's a side, you know, marketing thing. But the actual Better Business Bureau listing, it belongs to you, and it doesn't even show that it's been recently reinstated, because this shows that you've been accredited since 2021, back on May 1st. So, you know,
well,
that's
actually, I've been accredited. Yeah, I've been accredited, though, since before 2000, even. I've been accredited.
I see.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've been with them for over 20 years.
I don't think that, you know, an end user would care if it says 2000 or 2021. But here's what I can do for you, Tommy, because I can't do anything about the past due balance. You know, that's because in the terms and conditions and in the voice verification, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 30th. So that's past due anyway. But what I absolutely can do, just as a courtesy, is I can't restart the Facebook ads for you without, you know, charging you an extra $100. But I can absolutely have my Facebook ad technician go in and put a couple of fresh postings for you, because I'm looking at your Facebook page for your business, and it's showing that you haven't had a fresh post since December 28th of 2023, and that's accurate. That's about the time that you canceled our Facebook ads, okay? So they're not supposed to go in and do any work on the Facebook for you without you paying for the ads. But I'll have them do that for you for free. Just put some fresh posts up there to, you know, help you out, get a stronger social media presence, you know. And then I'll also have the technicians go in and do an update on your account and make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck. And since you don't go into your email, what I'll do is I don't want to overwhelm you and send you a bunch of texts right now, because I just sent you the text with the login for your dashboard and also the text for your Facebook page so that you could see it, okay? But after we get off the phone, I'll send you three separate texts with the leads that are on the dashboard that are the freshest. Maybe you can still generate something. You know, this one was from September 21st, so there's a chance that he already moved forward and got some information with another company. But hey, you might want to, you know, at least reach out to these three fresh ones that came in September and see if you can, you know, generate anything out of them. So since you don't go
into the thing is, like I've said many times, I don't care if it's, Charles Manson. If he can get me work, I don't give a damn who it is. It's if it's Splash or Angie or whoever. Whoever can get to work. I mean, common sense is, you know, I'm a roofer. I add for a living. I mean, when it comes to adding, I can do it all. Other than that, a phone don't mean nothing to me. They get hot. They get thrown around. They get broke. They're $1,200. You got to leave them in your trunk. You got to have a purse. We don't have purses on the phone. If there's a phone on the job, it's going in the trash. I don't even take mine up. I can leave it in the truck. Under the seat is only where it's cool. But anyhow, I can tell, though, I'm saying if I'm spending $150 a month, you might not think that's not much. But it's quite a bit when you're 62 and, you know, in this day and age. It's a mess. It really is. I should have went in the union. I should have done a lot of things. But the fact is, it is what it is now. So anything I can save between now and 67 or 70 or whatever they come up with next is going to be my retirement. I don't get any.
Oh, I
see. You know, they're talking about giving me $1,000 a month for Social Security. I spend more of that in the fuel.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
that's a joke.
And then they got these people coming over here getting $6,000-$7,000 checks. And that's the money that they charge me a year. That's what bothers me. But anyhow, I understand you got a job to do and I got a job to do. If you can do anything you can do to make my company look better than some, just all there has to be is one person, and I'll get, if I, you know, obviously a job pays, you know, pretty good money. So yes, if I get work, but you got to get it. You know, I mean, a lead doesn't pay bills is where I'm at. The only time, I mean, I had three jobs this week that canceled because they got somebody else. They got somebody else to do it cheaper. And these are people that, you know, I work for. One of them, I painted a guy's roof. Well, I didn't. My guys did. And it's two different colors because it's two different buckets. Well, I told them to mix them, but they didn't. But you can't really do a lot about that. Paint is paint. On a metal roof, it's going to shine. It ain't. It's going to be dull. And, you know, it's a 50-year-old roof. So, you know, the guy, now the guys, I told him I could fix it. I'm going to paint the whole thing again. I'm going to do it my way. Mix them all and then use it all.
Right.
Just like you do in a house. If you get paint from Ace Hardware and then go down here to Lowe's and get paint, guarantee it won't match, not even close. But that's
right.
What happened. We went to Lowe's because it was close. Lowe's and Home Depot, they got the same paint, but it ain't the same. It ain't the same color. But anyhow,
yeah.
So that's the problem. Yeah, and the guy's, it's been a month and a half, you know, and he's jerking me around. So that's another deal.
Well,
but
here's what I'll do for you, because you're 62 and you're trying to retire and you just found out that, you know, they're not going to pay you much, you know, if you do retire, and things are tight for you right now. And I appreciate everything that you told me. So we have a loyalty program, Tommy. Typically you have to be with us for 2 years before we would apply it. But it's where you would get every third month for free. So I'm going to get an override and put you into that loyalty program now. So what that means is, you know, you still have to take care of the September 30th payment. That's past due. October 30th payment would be the next one. And then in November, it would be free. And then that continues. And then December you pay, January, and then February is free. So every third month, you're going to get a loyalty credit, you know, and like I said, you're supposed to be with us for at least 2 years to get it, but I'll get an override and apply it now, because I understand, you know, when you're trying to retire, every little penny helps, you know. And then if I calculate that out, that you pay us, you know, $149 twice, so like $298 over 3 months of service, you're really only paying us $3.31 a day to keep this going. And that's well worth your while based on what's on the dashboard. It's just that you need a little bit easier way to track it, which is why I'm going to have them do some fresh posts on your Facebook page. And then I'm also going to text you those fresh leads that are on the dashboard that hopefully you can go in and you can at least follow up and maybe get something out of them. You know what I mean? So then it's a win-win for you. If you get even one job out of those four fresh leads that are on the dashboard, then you've already recouped what you paid us. But then from this day forward, you're going to be grandfathered into that loyalty program where you get every third month for free. So thank you so much for explaining.
There's a lady, there's a lady over in Lake of the Woods, which is it's probably 5 miles down the road, 4 miles. I went there. I did a roof repair for her. I remodeled half her house. And now she's going to move everything over into that half, and I'm going to remodel the rest of it. That's the kind of work I do, because I'm personally there and I do it. Over like $15,000 worth of work, and she bought all the material. I mean, it's complete painting. All new floors, new bathroom. But that's the kind of customers I get. So, I'm not doing jackleg work. And don't pay me a dime until I'm done. See, I just did a roof job. It was 30 square.
Yeah.
$400 square. Me and my crew did that. But, you know, then I go back and do this and that. I mean, that's the kind of company I have. And they don't pay nothing until the job is complete and they're happy. So that's the way we got to be. But the thing is, you know, there's so many people out there, especially, again, I hate to say it, but they keep bringing them across the border free, and that's what kind of work they do. Any blue-collar workers, in fact, everybody's becoming a blue-collar worker now because it pays so much. I mean, people are making $100 an hour.
One thing I love about your business is the name, because I'm a patriot, too, and I totally understand what you're saying about these illegal.
But then you got these whack jobs that hate Trump. You got these whack jobs that hate so bad that they hate me. They think I'm Trump. I was in business for, I even knew Donald Trump was.
Oh, because of your,
country.
Funny. Yeah,
they hate
the
country. There's people burning the flag as we speak, and they're here living off of us. That's what bothers me. I see it daily. People pulling up to other people, grabbing their hose right out of their hand and putting it in their car and pumping gas. Especially an elderly woman or What do? They pump their tank full, they throw it on the ground, and they laugh and leave. The woman's then hysterical, you know? I'm like,
poor lady.
People going in grocery stores and just,
yeah,
they're going in grocery stores and just, I went yesterday to the grocery store because of the, you know, because we got the, you know, the big, whatever the hell they was having their thing. Of course, it's over with now already, but that's awesome. But people were just stampeding each other. It was unbelievable. I'm like, you would have thought it was snowing and there's no more food left. It's a mess. It really is. But anyhow,
now, are
okay,
you
so
in
I guess you
mean, state or a blue state?
I think it's Virginia. I'm guessing
yeah.
It's half and it's probably half and half. But the problem is, like I said, they're just dropping these people off, buying them homes, and they don't even know where they're at or what they're doing. They have no reason to even be here because they're here for the money, which is the wrong reason. They're here for the money, and they're here for the government to get that vote. And then they go back, they come back and vote again, they get the money again. It's a big joke. My niece is married to one of them. I know how it works. I know exactly. She got 8 kids by them. They live large. You know, he makes trips back and forth like it's a big joke. And I told her from the get-go, Angel, you don't want to get involved in any of that. MS-13, the whole bit. But she's into it, and she loves it. But I don't have no problem with anybody coming up here wanting to work. But I'm going to tell you, 80% of them people don't live like we do. I don't trust them, period.
I don't know if you heard what happened with the past hurricane and the state of emergency that took place in, North Carolina, Florida, Georgia from that hurricane. But FEMA ran out of funds because our current, our current administration has given all of that money to the illegals that are putting them up in hotels, and now they're giving them $750 as a, oh, here you go, we'll try to help you. And the people down there are legitimately. What kind of a joke is that if you lost your house? You know what I mean? That's ridiculous.
Right.
And then
they
spent $9 million on. Yeah, exactly.
You're
on people.
Water up to your chest with nothing.
Right. Yeah, that's why I'm totally with you there, Tommy. But let me ask you this, because I'm going to do a couple of those Facebook posts for you and put that loyalty program. But is it still the same billing address on Germana Highway for the new credit card?
Germana.
25299 Germana Highway, right? That's still the same?
Germana Highway.
Germana Highway. Okay, I pronounced it wrong. I'm sorry. my contacts are fuzzy. I thought there were, Germana Highway. And then go ahead with the new card number whenever you're ready.
4126.
Okay.
9400.
Got it.
00123.
Okay.
4663.
Okay. And expiration?
929.
Okay, and the code?
742.
Okay, and please, Tommy, don't forget what I told you. From here on out, if anybody calls you about marketing, just tell them, hey, Tina at Local Splash is handling it. You have to confirm the security question and answer on file. And if they can't confirm it, then don't talk to them. Just politely move on. I got a message that said that your bank, I think, has a fraud protection on that card. So they might be emailing you or texting you saying, hey, Local Splash is trying to process $149. If you see that, just accept it so that I can go in and process it again. Because for some reason, the bank is blocking it. And if you don't get a little text from them reaching out to you, then maybe you could just call the bank and let them know that it's okay to process. And then that way we can get the green light on this end.
I'll call them and tell them because, like I said, I had, was it Networks? Networks. They got me for $14,000.
Oh, no.
And they're out of Georgia. Here's what happened, though. I told them I gave them a credit card number, and I told them, I said, they said they're going to send me leads and all. Okay, fine. And then, you know, I was getting these leads, these bogus mowing grass and all kinds of just different stuff. I was like, that's not what I do. And I talked to six or seven different people. And anyway, the guy basically said, you know, we're not hitting it to make money. You know, I said, so I want my money back. I said, you're getting the money back. We'll just give you the leads. I said, I don't want the leads. The leads are no good. So I said,
right.
Do I need to cancel my credit card? They said, no, sir. You outed it, opted out, and all that kind of stuff. They went back the next month to the bank, and they got like, I don't know, $4,000 or $5,000 again.
Wow.
And so that's the kind of stuff I've dealt with. You know, my ex got me for over $100,000. That's another ball of wax. But the thing is that's why it is like it is.
Yeah,
because
I get it, for sure.
People nowadays, they got no respect. Or, you know, when it comes to somebody else's money, especially the way it is now, you know, you can't offer to help somebody because they're probably better off than you are, and you're just being a fool. And that's how sad it is.
Yeah,
you know, like
I
said,
know. There's a lot of deception going on these days. Yep.
Well, my brother-in-law, if he ain't a millionaire, he's pretty close to it. He goes to church and gets free food. So.
Oh,
that's
wow.
The kind of people.
Yeah, that's amazing.
He takes them kids that I was telling you. My niece has got 8 Spanish kids. He takes them with him, and they're hard-looking. And he takes them. They live in the lower part of town. But anyway, he takes them to church with him, and they load his trunk up because he's got a hoopty. And he's so cheap. But I told him, it's all right. He's going to get his day. But the thing is that's what he does. There's people out there doing that. It's like people panhandling. There's more Spanish women panhandling now than I've ever seen. Pregnant, homeless, this and that. And you know damn well they just got a check. And I do too. But
we have that here too. We're in California. It's on every corner. They're begging and panhandling for money. And then if, you know, people kind of undercover follow them, they'll see at the end of the day, they're getting into nice cars and, you know, driving away and put their signs, you know, so it's all a big scam, you know?
Yeah, they ain't got any truth because they don't have to, because if you've seen that same person, you wouldn't recognize them anyway. You wouldn't recognize them if they were standing next to you in the store. You know,
because
they're out there, they got their
mask on. I saw a viral video about some guy. He goes out in the streets and he approaches people like that. And he says, hey, do you really want to work? Do you really want to get a job? And they say, yeah, I do. And he's like, okay, here, meet me here on Monday at 9 a.m. and I'm going to change your life. I promise you. And this guy has a company or something so he can, you know, back it. But then he'll give them a little money too. He'll be like, so here, this will hold you over until Monday, but I promise you don't flake on me. Come here Monday at 9 o'clock and I'm going to change your life. And on one of the videos, the guy actually said, okay, but can you give me a little more? And I was so upset. I was like, how dare he? You know, this guy's saying he's going to come and he gave him some money and he wanted more. And he said, no, I can't give you more, but if you come here on Monday. And then they'll follow up on the videos and they'll be there Monday and see, you know, sometimes the people will. They'll be there and they'll meet them and they're all excited. But on other instances, they're not. You know, they don't show up, obviously. So, yeah, but I'm like, that's just crazy. Mm-hmm.
There's a family down here by me. As a matter of fact, they were just caught again. They got a van, and there's 4 or 5 of them. They're gypsies. I would guess they're like a gypsy type. Anyhow, the guy's got this fiddle out there, and he's fiddling, but it's actually it's a recording in his van. They've been caught, and everybody's like, "Oh, that's awesome. He's very good." And it's a Milli Vanilli thing, you know. It's such a joke. I'm like, I can't believe people really have the balls to fall for that. But, you know, they got the kids and they look, but they're doing well. But they go, they go all over and that's their scam. But, you know, if you don't really pay attention, it looks like he's doing, you know, and his wife's out there doing a little dance with the kids and everything. It's just comical.
Yeah.
Some of the things people will do, like the gypsies did. They oiled your driveways back in the days and everything. I thought them days were over, but I guess not, you know. But like I said, you know, I mean, people even call from prison because I got relatives in jail that do it. They do phones to listen, and they got phones, and they got computers and everything. I mean, it's really come a long way from the ball and chain. I say bring back the ball and chain. Bring back the ball and chain. Bring back the hanging, whatever it takes to get these people on track again. But anyhow, I'll call my bank and I'll tell them that you need to do that, and I appreciate your time, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, no problem. So I'll try it again in, what, an hour? Do you think that'll give you enough time?
Yeah, I just got to find their number, their bank number.
No problem.
I don't even
and
know
then,
it.
And then I'll wait until after we process it to send you those leads, because like I said, if I send you five texts right now, it's going to be overwhelming. You're going to say, I don't know which one's which. So just call the bank. We'll handle that first. And after this processes in an hour, then I will go in and, you know, send you those leads, and hopefully you still get something out of it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'll talk
Thank
to you,
ma'am.
Soon. Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.